The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
And to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
8 o'clock in the KGO Newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a troubled ex-49er and another run-in with the law.
They're going to connect you with the Santa Clara Police Department for me, okay?
Okay, is anybody doing anything?
Tracy, thank you,
Dad. That's part of a 911 call alleging Ray McDonald kicked in the door of his ex-fiancée's apartment and tried to rip their infant daughter out of her arms. The call came in secondhand from Los Banos about 3:45, 3:48 a.m. Via the ex-fiancée's mother. Now, it took CHP dispatchers a while to transfer the call to Santa Clara Police because it was made with a cell phone. Listen.
Stay on the line with me, okay? The problem is you called 911 on your cell phone, so you're going to get bounced around until we can figure out who's going to handle this, okay? So stay on the line with me, okay?
Okay, but I'm freaking out. My daughter,
I understand. And who is it that she's in domestic with, the father of the child?
Yes.
Okay, just one second.
Drunk.
Okay, just one second.
Well, she identifies the 6'3", 290-pound McDonald and claims he's drunk. McDonald was found about 7 o'clock this morning at the home of now-retired 49er Justin Smith. McDonald's attorney, Steve DeFilippis, tells the Mercury News there was an argument, but it never became physical. In fact, DeFilippis also suggests that something got confused when the ex-fiance was describing the incident to her mother. This is the third incident involving McDonald and a woman since last August. He is free on $15,000 bail and charged with misdemeanor domestic violence and child endangerment. Well, it seems very little is immune these days to computer hackers, not even the IRS. By way of an online services website, hackers snatch the personal information of roughly 100,000 households. Here's KGO 810's Paul Rogers.
In this IRS video, Eric gives instructions on how to get a copy of your tax return from the IRS link called Get Transcript.
All the information you need is on the tax return transcript, and that's easy to get.
It certainly was for the thieves who got access to information on more than 100,000 people. The IRS says the crooks were able to get by a security screen that requires previous knowledge about the taxpayer, including their Social Security number, date of birth, tax filing status, and street address.
We know that this is a frustrating, time-consuming process for victims, which is why your best defense is a good offense.
That includes only giving out your Social Security number when it's absolutely necessary.
And this problem is likely to get worse before it gets better. KGO 810 Scott Letieri on the struggle to stay on top of cybersecurity.
Uncompetitive pay, a shortage of qualified candidates, and slow hiring practices all contribute to the difficulty that governments are having hiring cybersecurity experts. Recently, Admiral Mike Rogers, who served as commander of U.S. cybersecurity, said he expects hackers will soon
shut down, forestall our ability to operate our basic infrastructure, whether it's generating power across this nation, whether it's moving water and fuel.
When asked what skills are most challenging to attract and retain, two-thirds of state IT managers surveyed said security.
In the Middle East, ISIS remains in control of the cities of Ramadi and Palmyra tonight amid reports Iraqi forces are trying to take back Ramadi. This is Congressman Ed Royce on taking the fight to ISIS.
Arming the Kurds and arming the allied Sunni tribes in Anbar, as we've done in the past, that are fighting ISIS is the way to go.
The possibility of a counteroffensive by Iraqi forces has sparked fears of sectarian violence. A convicted marijuana grower sentenced to almost 7 years in prison today in order to pay a $6.5 million fine for igniting a wildfire that burned a remote part of the Sequoia National Forest. The Nichols Fire burned more than 2 square miles in the mountains northeast of Bakersfield last July. In Texas tonight, the frantic search continues for people trapped by floodwaters. In Wimberley, west of San Antonio, Joe McComb's daughter and two grandchildren are missing after raging floodwaters uprooted their vacation cabin. McComb's son was found but badly injured, and there are no signs of the missing three.
You know, reality is setting in that there's probably a good chance that it might not be the outcome that we're all hoping for, but we never give up hope.
Now, forecasters say the storms that have been virtually parked over Texas are going to continue to dump rain. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
I don't know. I wouldn't say we're rich, but we're comfortable. We got here the hard way by putting everything into our business and sacrificing our own personal gains. But we don't own any fancy cars, don't get me wrong, or take expensive trips. I mean, everything has gone into our company. And now we're at a point where we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, we're proud of what we did. We need more than just a savings account. We need a bank that helps us develop a plan to grow and protect what we've built. I guess I could say that I expect my bank to work as hard as we have for our money.
When it's time, come to Comerica. From succession plans and investments to tax and wealth planning, we've been helping business owners build and protect their wealth for over 164 years. To learn more, schedule an appointment with a Comerica Wealth Management Advisor and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic. And we've got Dave Michaels again tonight for Lee Graham.
We have a problem if you're traveling on the northbound side of 101 at Sierra Point Parkway. This is on the exit ramp. They're taking up the left lane of that exit, so that's causing a little bit of a delay through there. A stalled out car now taking up the right lane on 580 eastbound at San Ramon, so watch for delays there. We're backed up to 238 at this point. This look at traffic was brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Mr. Guevara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Guevara is a 40-year accident attorney. This is a free evaluation. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today or log on to their website at 1-800-4-INJURY.com. I'm Dave Michaels, KGO 810.
Well, LeBron James could be headed to the Bay Area. The Cleveland Cavaliers tonight eliminated the Atlanta Hawks 118-108. The Cavs now in the NBA Finals. If the Warriors can knock off Houston tomorrow night, you'll have Steph Curry and LeBron James in the NBA Championships. The Giants are up on the Milwaukee Brewers 6-3, top of the ninth. A's trailing Detroit 1-0, bottom of the third. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Looks like one more morning, of drizzle and overcast skies. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
For the afternoon, low clouds will hang around near the beaches, but around the bay and inland, do expect some sunshine. Upper 50s to low 80s for your highs on Wednesday. On Thursday, we're going to go with a similar pattern. And then Friday, I think everyone will feel the minor warming trend with the fog giving way to sun. Low 60s to the mid 80s.
And right now around the Bay Area, we've got 56 degrees in Santa Cruz, 60 in San Jose, 60 in Oakland, 58 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to put on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Dear Diary, I believe I'm a good person. You know, I think that there's good in everyone, but here we are. First day of senior year! And I look around at these kids that I've known all my life and I ask myself, what happened?
Freak, slut, burnout, bug eyes, poser, lord ass.
We were so tiny, happy and shiny, playing tag and getting chased.
Freak, slut, loser, short bus.
Singing and clapping, laughing and napping, baking cookies, eating paste.
Old Ike, stuck up, hunchback.
Then we got bigger.
Now you should know what it is by now. It's Heather's!
The musical!
That's right.
Not the regular
movie.
Yes,
not the co-hostess. We have in the studio with us, actually, the theater production actually opened last night. Jessica Quarles, who plays Veronica Sawyer, the Winona Ryder character, and Jason Hoover, the artistic director for Ray of Light Theater. Thank you very much for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
I love it. Well, so I said before we even started, I must be the only person, and I have a good excuse. It was 1989 was the original, right?
Correct.
So I was working at night, so I missed it. So my homework over the weekend was watching Heather's. And then as soon as the movie started, I text Heather and I said, which Heather are you, Heather? And then she didn't answer me. Then I saw Veronica walk onto the screen. I said, oh, she's Veronica. That's who
she's
is.
She's a little darker.
Yeah. What a great character to play. Do you
I
love
know.
It?
Yeah. I'm having so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
And
what did you think of the movie when it came out?
Well, I didn't see it when it came out. I was a little behind too. I was so young in 1989.
Whoops! I mean, you weren't born yet.
So I saw it a little later on, and then when I did see it, I was like, "Oh, these are all the things that all my friends have been quoting for forever." And it's an amazing movie.
Well, now and by the way, it is running through June 13th. Am I right at the historic Victoria Theater? As soon as I started watching it, I thought, well, this must be the precursor to Mean Girls. Yeah,
absolutely right. You look at the stock characters that are in the show, and it's exactly what they pulled from Mean Girls. It's exactly the thing that Tina Fey put in there. They're like the meanest of mean.
Do you think it still goes on in schools today? Because I couldn't help but do the time warp back, and I'm thinking, seriously, sometimes we talk about bullying, and I thought, this rings a bell. Bet this still goes on today. Exactly. The same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why the audience is loving it so much too, because it still rings true, And all of us, listen, we've all got our own share of high school angst and all that kind of stuff that still probably hangs around. It's a tough couple of years, right? And I think it's still going on today. We've got some young kids in our cast too that say that it's still totally relevant.
Oh, wow.
So,
and I mean, Heather's was made before social media and like true heaping on, although
oh my goodness, well,
extremely deviant.
Right. With the whole 80s thing going on, I mean, that had to be interesting for you to develop.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the 80s have kind of like come back around, right?
Right,
in fashion
retro,
and other things like that. So I think there's actually a younger generation that loves Heather's. Like, it has come back around to be a cult classic and... So, yeah, it's definitely still relevant.
Yeah, we see that with the audience. Like, we've got the people who grew up with 80s movies, who grew up like John Hughes and things like that. And then we also have this incredibly rabid group of teen fans who, they follow us on Twitter and Periscope and things like that, and they're absolutely obsessed with the show, and it's great to have them come out. Last week, they were all there, and they were literally outside the theater before the show singing full voice. It was awesome, just the amount of support that they had.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
Great.
Amazing.
They're showing up dressed up and everything.
I was just going to ask you, are they dressing as Heathers and Veronica?
Absolutely.
Almost like
they
Rocky Horror.
They pick their character and they... Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Now, do they talk to you during the production?
No, it's not like that.
No, okay.
No.
Not too much yelling out.
No.
Right?
Not yet, I mean.
But
tomorrow's another day,
People must come up afterwards and want to take pictures with the cast, right?
Oh, yeah. We sign autographs and all that kind of
stuff. We had a group of girls on our Thursday preview, the 21st, who came dressed up as Veronica and one of the Heathers, and their dad was there. And he came to us, just privately. He's like, is there any way you can have the girls come out and say something? So we went backstage during intermission and had all the girls sign a poster. And when we gave it to him, it was just like instant tears, like shaking tears.
Oh, my.
Yeah, like their teen idols had, come down and spoken to them. It was great.
Oh, that's so cute. I love it.
So who's
playing? I have a skirt I could wear to the show.
I'm sure you do.
It's skirt and knee highs. That is the attire.
And pumps.
Yeah.
What was that hairdo then in 1989?
It's quite permed.
Big. Just big.
Oh, permed and big.
Yeah.
Lots of hairspray.
So tell us about the Christian Slater person.
Oh, the Christian Slater. Well, in this show, it's a little bit different. So the actor we have playing that is a wonderful young actor named Jordan Bridges. Really, really talented, beautiful voice, great actor. And it's a little bit different in this role in that we're not trying to do any lookalike stuff. We got lucky in that Jess looks a lot like Winona Ryder. She just happens to be freakishly talented. So even if she looked different, she'd have been playing the role. But Jordan is just so talented that we didn't need someone who looked like Christian Slater. We just needed someone who could kind of portray that like sexy intensity, and he has that in spades.
I think he's more handsome than Christian Slater.
I would say that. I would.
Now, that's an interesting thing that you said that, and maybe that's why I didn't pick up on it in 89, because Christian Slater has always been a great actor, but, I just never really saw him as a thing. But then I saw Heathers, and I thought, okay, well, all right, I think I get it now. Yeah.
It's that dark, brooding sexiness.
Right.
I was so in love with him in that movie.
Yeah, the other interesting thing that was going on in the movie are the jocks.
Oh, yes. We've got those.
And again,
I think
we
have to play the clip of the jocks.
Oh, do you have
it? Do you have that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we play that?
Oh, sure.
From the movie.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear? School's canceled today because Kurt and Ram killed themselves in a repressed homosexual suicide pact. No way.
I mean, you gotta love that dialogue. Now, you were saying that the play is actually...
It's a little bit more raunchier than the movie. They take the things, the the book writer and the lyricist, Lawrence O'Keefe and Kevin Murphy, they really took like great little snippets from the movie and they, what we've described as sprinkled candy colored musical theater dust on it and really heightened it. Like the two songs that the jocks sing together is, it's raunchy. It's raunchy. It's definitely good. Out there. Yeah, you're it's definitely, nice. It's definitely an NC-17 kind of.
Well, they were not having a gay thing going on in the movie.
Nope.
She just thought that she was shooting them with a magic bullet and they would wake up. When
right.
She was actually killing them.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was lied to. Poor Veronica.
And she was quite twisted about the whole thing.
I guess there's no such thing as a spoiler alert since everybody's seen the movie.
I know. Yeah, we talked about that on the way over here. Yeah. We're like, can we give away anything? Or it's kind of
the boat sinks at the end.
Yeah. Right. Right. I was always like, don't tell me how JFK ends.
You want to talk about Heather's 808-0810 outside the bay, 415-808-0810. Jessica Quarles, who plays Veronica, the Winona Ryder character, and Jason Hooper, the artistic director for the Ray of Light Theater, is in the studio with us. And by the way, the production is running through June 13th, it is, at the historic Victoria Theater, which is a wonderful place. We'll be right back. And we'll chat more. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
KGOA 10 invites you to a broadcast of Cooking with Ryan Scott, live from the Castroville Artichoke Festival, Saturday, May 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. Join Ryan as we talk everything artichoke and celebrate the official vegetable of California with special guests and co-hosts. Brought to you by the family farmers of Ocean Mist Farms, the largest grower of artichokes in North America. Find out more on the events page at kgoradio.com. Join us in Castroville and hear everything artichoke Saturday from 5 to 7 on KGO 810.
I work for myself. I spend most days driving people where they need to go. It pays the bills, and figuring out the rest is easy with QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that estimates my federal quarterly taxes, so I know where I stand, whether I'm behind the wheel or in front of the oven cooking for my own catering service. I rely on QuickBooks to help me know how much money to set aside for Uncle Sam and how much stays in my pocket. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qbselfemployed.com.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, the Bay Area's premier floor covering showrooms. Every carpet you'll find at Conklin Brothers Showroom is a quality product, but the very finest is Karastan. Hands down, it's the best carpet we sell. Twice a year, Karastan gives Conklin Brothers a special discount, so we can offer Karastan to you at our lowest prices of the year. We're actually doubling the discount. Nobody sells more Karastan than Conklin Brothers, and no one comes close to our discount pricing. So if you're thinking of a new carpet, come to Conklin Brothers for double discount savings on Karastan, a truly exceptional carpet that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your home. As always, you get the Conklin Brothers 100% satisfaction guarantee on our products and expert installation by our in-house installers. Get double discounts on carpet by Karastan. Now at Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, and San Mateo. And online at ConklinBrothers.com.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
Dirty carpet? Call Zero Res. Call for the May Magic Special. Three rooms for only $119 plus a free hallway. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739 for Zero Res. Call now, 877-321-0739.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Resh. Live and local, he's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Who's that with Heather?
Yes, it was!
Heather, Heather, Heather.
And someone.
Heather.
That was great.
Heather.
Veronica's actually singing along.
Don't you know this is my favorite song now?
Veronica?
This is you. Just we'll mute it and go.
I'm going to wake up to this every morning.
That's
going
right.
to be my new ringtone.
Definitely in my dreams every night these days.
We're talking about Heathers. The musical makes its Bay Area premiere at the Ray of Light Theater, actually now playing through June 13th at the historic Victoria Theater. So get your tickets. I mean, the cult classic Heathers is just amazing. And we were talking, you know, it stood the test of time. There's the bullying thing that goes on. I don't know, the retaliatory thing with your character. How do you think that plays out?
Well, I don't think it's something that Veronica would have come up with on her own. It's definitely her relationship with JD and that, and also that classic bad boy obsession of hers. You know, that's something also that stood the test of time, right?
Doesn't and, it, though?
Yeah, and so I think he brings that dark part out of her that she had not explored before.
Now, I ask if you're going to take this on the road, but no, you're only doing it. It's an exclusive right here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
We are the very first company outside of the Off-Broadway New York cast to do the show. So there was a...
exciting.
It's really... Yeah, we chased the show for a long, long time. I think I've been chasing it for about a year.
Really? How's just, that work?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you get
go ahead and tell us about some industry stuff.
So we knew we really wanted to do it. We tracked the show when it was down in L.A. for its, you know, like Off-Broadway workshop run, and then kind of followed it in New York and knew this was definitely a show that Ray of Light should do. And then the moment we knew it was going to close in New York, which sucked because it was great and people really gravitated it to out there, we were immediately emailing back and forth with every person we knew and every favor that we could call in to try to bring the show out here. And eventually we kind of got in touch with the writers and got in touch with the writers' agents and got as close as we could with the licensing house who was issuing the show. And we're lucky enough to land the very first outside of New York.
So it's about permissions and getting the actual text and the music and the score.
Got it.
And you told me during commercials, which I thought was exciting, that it's a live band accompanying the entire production.
Yeah, we've got a fantastic band. Our music director, Ben Prince, is one of the most talented people I know in the Bay Area and has assembled a really rocking six-piece band that just kind of wails through the score, which is really great to play. And the cast we have singing is... probably the most talented cast that Ray of Light has had, and that's saying something because we've got a lot of really strong talent who come in.
It's must-see. You know, we need to send them to the website that we were looking at.
Is it Ray of Light Theater is where people get tickets?
That's correct, Ray of Light Theater, and that's theater with an R-E.
We'll hook it up.
In case you get confused.
Yeah, we'll put it up on Generation Drex so that you can see it. So I'm curious, Jessica, for you, how long did it take you to get nail the role?
There's a good story.
Did you try out specifically for Veronica? Everybody wants to be a Heather, right?
Yeah, you do look like her.
Yeah, tell them the story.
Thank you. Well, this is not my first time doing a show in San Francisco. I actually did Seussical the Musical with Ray of Light back in 2006. But that was a long time ago. And then I happened to be here these past 2 years, and there is a Christmas party that happens every year at Shane Ray's house. He's Shane. I mean, right.
Isn't it funny? That's how things work
this
out.
Wine. Right. Yes. Everything wine. Is just made by wine.
Wine.
That's everything.
Jason cornered me, and he was like, so there's this show, Heathers. And I'm like, Merry Christmas, man. Right. And so he was like, you got to come audition. You know, I think this part would be perfect for you. I think you're made for it. And of course, at that time, I think my son was 6 months old. I have an almost 3-year-old and he's 10 months now. So I have
how'd
two
that
kids.
Work out?
Yeah. Right. That's what I was saying. I was like, how's this supposed to work out?
Right.
But he was like, we'll make it happen. We'll do whatever you think. And I was like, okay, haha. And then, you know, this guy's persistent. I'll tell you. And
story's making me sound really weird. Thank you.
No, it's.
Well, you are like my Heather. Yes, I asked if you were.
I'm so thankful that he is persistent, though, because I was having trouble. I was having trouble seeing how it could work, and I really needed someone to say, "Well, we'll just make it work.
Let's do
this."
Right.
And it's the most awesome experience that I'm getting to play this role. It's one of the most challenging roles I've played in my entire life.
Oh.
And it's.
one of the most fun roles I've ever played.
And isn't it amazing when you pull it all together?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, even doing a simple show, and I'm sure you go through this every night, you're thinking, okay, well, it's the same thing. But even when it's over, it's like, wow, that was very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, and this is like, for instance, doing a radio show. We go through 100 million things before, you know, 3 hours before the show, and then we pull it all in, and you come in and you do it.
And you never know what's going to happen.
No.
And you never know where things will go. I was talking to my husband about, I think, Saturday night's performance. Like, JD and I were getting, like, one of our scenes, instead of, it's usually really angsty and, like, there's an anger there. And for some reason, it went, like, in a different route. And it was, like, sad for a minute.
Mm.
And it was really interesting. I came off stage like, whoa.
What happened?
That was really emotional. And we, you know, we were both there and we both felt it. And you just never know where things are going to go. It's really intense. The show
How
is
strange
really
is
intense.
That? Because, you know, that very is much like doing a talk show. The ceiling could fall and we would still have to dance.
Yeah.
So
the show must go on.
That's
right. I would leave you. I'm kidding.
Well,
truth comes out.
I would keep talking. No, it's all right. No, but you're right. So how often does that happen when somebody might blow their lines, or a light explode above you, or something
those
weird, somebody
happen.
Slips
I mean,
and falls.
Yeah. I've done all those things. All those things have happened, I think, in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the amazing thing about the show is it's a collection of really fantastic moments, so it's really about everyone pulling on the same rope. If one tiny thing goes wrong, it doesn't matter, because the rest of the moments are so amazing.
People
it just
pick up the pieces.
And there's also,
like high school.
There's things that you notice as someone who's working on the show that the audience...
Right.
They never noticed.
And the cast is so talented, too. Like, I trust all these actors so much that you know that whatever's going to happen, we're going to pick it up and we're going to keep running with it until we hit the finish line, you know.
So, Jason, did you have her in mind for Veronica, or were you thinking lead Heather?
No. She's always been our Veronica. From
Veronica.
The moment we talked about the show to the moment she told us no, she didn't want to do the show.
She was still
till the time
Veronica,
we convinced her to come back over and maybe just, I mean, when we finally sealed the deal that it was, hey, let's just, we'll come over to our founding artistic director's house. We'll have a bottle of wine. We'll sing through the score. Just five
There's
of us.
Wine.
It'll be really low key.
He's
and
like, it's
was,
not an audition. It's not, let's just sing through the music.
Let's
you just,
just
I think you'll
some
sound,
wine.
I think you'll sound great just, in the material.
Who needs water when we have wine?
Right?
Yes. Amen. Well, Jessica Quarles, who plays Veronica, the Winona Roy Ryder character.
Wine.
Yes. Wine.
Oh, I'm so proud.
And Jason Hoover, the artistic director for the Ray of Light Theater, now playing through June 13th at the Victoria Theater. Get your tickets today. We'll put up at Generation Drex. And thank you very much for coming in and sharing your time. I want to come see you guys.
I hope you do.
Please
I think
do.
It's great. Oh, by the way, we're talking about glitter bombing. Who got glitter bombed?
J-Lo.
Oh, you gotta love that. Don't you love that? And then, you know, you and I kind of agreed. How fun was it when Adam Levine...
It's kind of harmless,
smacked
but...
smacked up alongside the head with...
So you know you've made it.
With a bag of powdered sugar.
I hope I don't get glitter bombed at the Victoria now.
No promises.
Exactly. Look what you've unleashed now. You better be looking both
corn
ways
nuts.
When you open
it. They might nail me with corn nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica and Jason, thank you very much and have a good rest of the week.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll be back. We're going to get back to, we'll be checking in with John Libertini. And then we're going to talk about scammers who are taking the most money from people looking for love online. Oh, yes, they are. And they are, well... I'm sure they've already gotten you. We'll talk about it coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.875% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet with your order of $75 or more today. You won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Tender equals tender. People looking for love got scammed out of the most money online last year. We'll talk about it coming up here in a minute. First, let's check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour, some closure tonight in a 33-year-old cold case. Tests have revealed the human remains found in the East Bay are that of Swedish exchange student Elizabeth Martinson, who vanished in Marin County in 1982. KGO 810's Terry Hardesty tells us finding the culprit is the next step.
A 21-year-old nanny lived in Greenbrae with her host family. Lieutenant Jamie Scardina is with the Marin County Sheriff's Office.
The California Department of Justice identified the remains as Miss Elizabeth Martinson through a dental x-ray.
Martinson vanished on January 17, 1982, after buying a pair of boots at a nearby store. 10 days later, a man and a woman were found with her yellow Volkswagen Rabbit in Boise, Idaho.
There was a subject back in 1982, a person of interest that detectives did interview. At the time, they did not have enough to arrest that subject at the time. So we're trying to confirm whether or not that subject is even still alive.
Republican presidential hopeful Marco Rubio may have drawn a line in the sand tonight. During an interview on the Christian Broadcasting Network, the U.S. senator from Florida talked about same-sex marriage.
Today, we've reached a point in our society where if you do not support same-sex marriage, you are labeled a homophobe and a hater. So what's the next step after that? After they've done going after individuals, the next step is to argue that the teachings of mainstream Christianity, the catechism of the Catholic Church, is hate speech.
Despite his opposition to same-sex marriage, Rubio recently said he would attend a gay wedding of someone he cared for. And now to the housing crisis in the Bay Area and the pursuit of sky-high rents.
Trying to kick out the tenants due to minor infractions such as poor housekeeping.
In San Francisco, the tenants in a four-unit apartment building say they're being evicted for petty offenses.
No eviction!
The evictions target three of the four units in the building, of whom residents declined a buyout offer. Those three units house nearly 20 people, ranging in age from 7 to 83 years old. Many have lived there 15 to 20 years and just can't afford to move.
We received an eviction notice, for a three-day eviction notice. You got to have a proceeding for that. And then yet, they're trying to harass us.
Rosendo Anicetti lives there. He says after Big Tree Properties bought the building in March, representatives came into their apartments to take pictures.
Took pictures and all that, and now they're trying to sue us.
The residents have refused to leave.
That is KGO 810's Carolyn Burns. In Berkeley tonight, short-term rentals like those offered through Airbnb are exploding in popularity, and the Berkeley City Council could take action. We're monitoring that meeting, and we'll bring you the story as it breaks. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:33.
The California State solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Semper Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Semper Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Planning for and transitioning into retirement is much more complicated and difficult today than it was 20 years ago. It's challenging, yes, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters program, airing here on KGO on Saturdays at 4 p.m. For nearly two decades, this program has been broadcast from the Capital Region and, I'm happy to announce, is now on KGO. My co-host Pat McLean and I are both credentialed financial advisors who have been spending the past 20 years helping folks like yourself plan for and transition into retirement. Our firm, Hansen McLean Advisors, has helped thousands of individuals and families and would like to be assistants to you as well. We think you'll appreciate the way we tackle financial questions on the air with our practical, common-sense approach to investment planning. You'll find our show is not only informative, but also a little bit amusing and even a little irreverent to Wall Street. We look forward to being with you this Saturday at 4 p.m. right after Consumer News with Michael Finney. To learn more about the show, as well as Hansen McLean, simply visit moneymatters.com. That's moneymatters.com.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again for traffic on the fives. And we've got Dave Michael sitting in tonight for Lee Graham. Dave?
We have one problem. If you're traveling on 280, this is going to be northbound just before you get to 92. So watch for delays because of that. It's taking up the right lane, they're telling us right now. Also, another problem if you're traveling on the around 280, this is on the San Jose area. And it's also on the ramp as you're trying to go southbound on 287. So watch for those delays as well. It's starting to back things up just a bit through there. Dave Michaels, KGO 810.
Well, one half of the NBA Finals are set. LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers delivered the knockout punch tonight, eliminating the Atlanta Hawks 118-88. The Golden State Warriors could join the Cavs in the finals with a win tomorrow night over at Oracle Arena against the Houston Rockets. Tonight, the Giants beat the Brewers 6-3. A's down 1-0 to the Tigers over at the ODOT Co. in the fifth inning. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Look for our 43 microclimates to be in full bloom on Wednesday. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Tomorrow you will feel it. You go from the low 70s of today in our warmest spots to the low 80s of tomorrow, and that's definitely going to be a change for you. Your range for your Wednesday will be in the upper 50s to the low 80s. As we head into your Thursday, we'll go with upper 50s to low 80s. And then on Friday, the fog will break through, and most areas will see sunshine, a low 60s to the mid 80s.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got scattered clouds and 58 degrees in Concord. It's 56 in Santa Rosa, 57 in Livermore, 55 in Half Moon Bay. We've got 58 Oakland, 59 in San Jose, and 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Thank you very much, and we want to thank Jessica Quarles, who plays Veronica. Veronica Sawyer and Jason Hoover, the artistic director for the Ray of Light Theater, for coming in and being our guests. They're fantastic. You got to go see Heathers. It runs through June 13th at the Victoria Theater. Heathers the Musical. If you love the film, you're going to love the musical.
Because it's even raunchier.
It's
new
even
and improved
raunchier.
For the new
yes.
century. Oh, my God.
I thought it was insane when I watched it yesterday. I'm like, oh, my God.
Isn't it insane?
Yeah. No, well, I think the funniest thing about it is it could still play today.
It could, even though there's no, like, social media thing.
Right.
But just the mean girl aspect.
Just the nastiness.
And then the deliciousness of offing your frenemies, I guess you'd call them. And the lines are so great. Some of them I can't say on the air, but, you know, people love, I love my dead gay son, and stuff like that. Oh, one of my favorite ones was always, hey, great pate, Mom, but I'm going to have to motor if I'm going to make it to that funeral.
Hey, speaking of which, I did want to mention this because comedy legend Ann Mira died Saturday night at the age of 85. No word on the cause of death, but she was the mother of Ben Stiller, and she was married to Jerry Stiller, and they were just an incredible comedy team together. Jerry and Ann, they just were. And they appeared on The Tonight Show, The Ed Sullivan Show. They were on 36 times on, you know, with Johnny Carson, and here's a clip from when Ann was performing with Jerry.
Thank you very much. Recently, there's been a lot of talk about computers in the newspapers. They've even managed to date people with the help of computers. So Jerry and I would like you to meet a couple who have been ideally matched by a computer, and they meet for the very first time.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm Hershey Horowitz.
I'm Mary Elizabeth Doyle.
Doyle?
Horowitz.
Horowitz. H-O-R-O-W-I-T-Z. Hershey. My friends call me Hesh.
Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E. My friends call me Mary Elizabeth.
Is Doyle your real name?
Sure. Why wouldn't it be my real name?
I don't know. I mean, I was just hoping you...
No, we're Doyles. We're Dempseys on my mother's side.
Dempsey.
Horowitz.
Schmullowitz on my mother's side. this computer's a very good thing.
Oh, terrific.
I was,
listen,
I was reading all about it.
Takes all the guesswork out of meeting someone.
Yeah.
And what's so funny about that, that was in the 70s. I'm not sure exactly what year, but you could tell from the sound quality that it was from the 70s. And I have to tell you, so Heather went Heather today. Well, Heather went Veronica today. When this is the story how this played out across America.
Ugh. The headline says Ben Stiller's mom, Ann Mira, has died.
I'm thinking, no, I actually agree with her. It's Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira, the couple.
I just, the first time I read it, I think it was AP, you know, broke the story or whatever, and it said something along those lines, and I'm like, she had her own career.
Yes, and it was with her husband.
Well, and her own movie career and everything, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you know how the media is these days. They got to appeal to the younger people, so no one young knows what Ann Mira did.
That would be your eight-second attention span, not longer than a goldfish. For sure. But isn't it strange that they were talking about the computer in the 70s and computer dating? And sure enough, I found this story. You know, we know people who run the internet scams are heartless, but this really drives the point home. Last year, the worst victims of fraud online were people looking for love. Specifically, lonely older people. See, heartless.
Oh, my God.
Here it comes.
Is that me?
The FBI just... No, not yet, hon. The FBI just released its annual report on online fraud, and overall, Americans were scammed out of more than... Are you ready for this? These are just dating sites. $800 million.
What's the scam?
Well,
I mean, Match.com's trying to get me to pony up some bucks, but
okay, well, we'll talk about that in a second. All right. People looking for romance made up around 11% of that. That was 86.7 million. 4 out of 5... people who fell for romance cons are over 40, and almost 70% were women who did give into the money.
So this is when a guy's like, oh, I need to come to America. Pretty lady, love you, long time.
The most common scam is someone pretending to be a member of the military who starts an online relationship with you, and then you think he or she's over there, and they start asking you for money.
Stars and stripes forever.
Yes, auto fraud was the second biggest online scam last year. People lost $56 million to people selling their cars that they didn't have. You know what that's like. I mean, you know what list that is. I'm sure you used it before. Only the car doesn't exist. Sometimes. The average person who falls for fraud online loses around $2,900. That's a lot of money to lose online.
It really is a lot of money for
really sucks.
Anyone.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know if you use this because this one's been around for a long time. Website Adult Finder, a Friend Finder, Adult Friend Finder. Do you remember that? That app? That's an earlier one. That's way before.
That's a precursor to Tinder.
Yeah, and Tinder and Grindr and all of those. Adult
Which is
friend
why they
finder.
Have the word adult.
Right, right. So it's been around for a while. It's been around forever, actually, promising to hook up lonely, curious, experimental, freaky, or otherwise horny people. So it is, as you said, like caveman Tinder.
Right? I'm not that horny. Okay. I mean lonely. I mean horny.
Well, we've always kind of wondered if a guy could really meet a woman looking for some no-strings-attached fornicating one-on-one. Now, however, we have the answer. There's an outside chance, but you have to beat all of the very, very tall, the big odds. Adult Friend Finder allegedly was hacked last week, and information about its 3.9 million users leaked out onto the internet. Here it comes. And when a British news station analyzed the data, they found that there's only one woman for every 16 men. That's a pretty brutal ratio.
God, it is. And still, every loser in San Francisco seems to find me on OKCupid.
The leak is obviously pretty bad for all of those men, women, because, you know, there's now a public database of people's sexual orientation, address, date of birth, email address, and whether they're looking to have an extramarital affair. These things can be bad news to haunt. Just like what happened
Scandal.
To Sony. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine that coming back to bite you in the ass?
That is true.
There's your Dolly Madison gone wrong.
Because what if you're kind of important-ish?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In other words, this could very well expose some people who are hiding their sexual orientation or looking to cheat on their spouse. And now that information is linked to their email address, if anybody Googles it.
Yeah.
Yikes. That's kind of scary.
Wow. And especially on OKCupid, they have all these personality questions. And some of them are very geared toward how freaky you might be between the sheets.
Aren't you afraid to answer some of those?
I don't answer those.
I know, because there's this big database.
And
there's,
you know,
proof.
What?
I mean, that one's ancient. Yeah.
I don't even not answer them because.
Just because.
I'm on the radio.
Right. Yeah, that's a good reason.
I don't answer them because it's none of your business. Until we've had a glass of wine or a glass of beer, and then.
It's a database. It's an algorithm.
Well, did you
it's
see,
an algorithm.
No, yeah. But did you see how many and thens it takes to get me to? Maybe by the fifth date, you'll learn a little something about me.
You'll know more than enough in one. All right. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about habits that will make you live longer. Yes, believe it or not, you can.
Oh, God, I don't want to live any longer than this.
Oh, you do.
What do I do? What do I do to die nice and young?
You know what's not. You know what's so much fun? And we're going to get to this coming up here next hour. You know vegetarians. You know hardcore ones. Well, they think.
No.
Oh, you don't?
No, you're right. I do.
You do?
But they're not very fun, as you know.
Oh. Well, okay.
You don't want to go out to dinner with them.
That's true. But turns out they do eat meat. They just don't know it.
Oh, goody.
That's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Fertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-708-4757 now to get your free Fortunes in Flipping kit. Call 800-708-4757 in the next 20 minutes, and Nick will also give you free tickets to a live workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-708-4757. That's 800-708-4757, and get your free kit now.
Hear the work of jazz legend Carla Bley, only one of four recipients of the prestigious NEA Jazz Masters Award 2015. On June 5th, Steve McQuarrie presents a living tribute to Carla Bley, introducing the Mandala Octet and Orchestra, playing her original works at the SF Jazz Center. That's Friday, June 5th, 8 p.m. in San Francisco. For tickets, call 866-920-5299 or visit sfjazz.org.
Wendy's presents Red in What's Her Dill?
Mmm, you guys, this crispy dill chicken sandwich from Wendy's is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it's $1.49, which is like a pretty great dill. And like, I love that it's crispy dill.
Yes, $1.49, it's a great deal on dill, no?
Sounds like we all love dill.
Dill.
Pickles.
Totally.
Exactly.
Wendy's new crispy dill chicken piled with 8 zingy pickles and creamy cucumber dill sauce for just $1.49.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Prices and participation may vary.
A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that's remained the same is Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. And right now, O'Donnell Financial Group is offering its Family Plus loan with an interest rate of 3.875%. That's right, 3.875%. And if you happen to have a loan less or greater than $625,500, then Greg has the loan for you. Greg is the guy to talk to. So call him right now and get that super low rate at O'Donnell Financial. They provide custom financial offerings designed to meet your specific needs. They make the loan process easy and can fund your loan in a matter of weeks. Call them now at 866-496-2300. Call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. Licensed by the Cal BRE number 01198426. APR 3.875%. Not all applicants will qualify. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
The voices in his head may not be real, but they have some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Sugar, yes, please. Yes, here's a bag of powdered sugar right along your damn head. Oh, my God, your girlfriend Amy Schumer showed up on The Bachelorette. How the hell did that happen? I'll play you that in the late night show wrap-up coming up here after the top of the hour.
I feel like I've been seeing her on everything, but I binge-watched... old girls episodes over the weekend. So she was on season 2, I think.
You tell me how she shows up on The Bachelorette. I think Karen's already seen it in our board op. But,
does she hit somebody in the head?
I'm not sure, but we'll find out. And then the other thing that's going on, and this is really big news. According to Entertainment Tonight, Mama June says 19 kids and counting should be canceled of Josh Duggar's child molestation allegations. And... Now, I was out Friday, but I guess it was Friday, that they ran a marathon, and people are really uptight with those allegations going around. And then ended up having to yank it.
Oh, midway through the marathon?
Well, no, perhaps it was going to continue throughout the weekend. I'll get the particulars here, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, because Maureen and I did some of that, and we thought they were pulling it. And then you're telling me about a marathon, and you're like,
"Well, there was a marathon, but it was either Thursday or Friday, so it could have ran all day Thursday or Friday." I don't watch TLC or whatever the hell it is, so I don't know.
Story's getting interesting.
Okay, so we've got habits that will make you live longer. And then we'll discount those and throw those right out the window after the top of the hour.
Yeah. Speaking of sugar, I bet they're going to say not to eat it.
95% of your food should be from plants. Well, that makes sense. Produce, whole grains.
That is a lot.
That's a lot. Yes. The best longevity foods are leafy greens.
I try to eat fruits and vegetables as much as possible, but man, you got to have some flavor.
That's a lot.
Yeah. This one is killing me, even though I am sort of a flexitarian, I think, but it says also to consume meat flexitarian.
You're a flexible-itarian?
It means that you eat fewer items of protein, et cetera. But you don't identify fully as a vegetarian, but for the health of yourself and the planet, you try to ease off. You pump the brakes on that whole meat thing.
Who's going to do this? Eat 3 ounces of fish every day.
Wait. I have to finish the meat thing.
Oh, go ahead. Well, I'm concerned.
Just
because
it says
fish.
Use it as a way to flavor other dishes. So when you have, say, pork fried rice and there's just little cubes of rice thrown in there or a pasta dish, et cetera. And they also say to favor chicken, lamb, or pork from family farms. Okay, now talk about fish.
Well, yeah, so they want you to eat 3 ounces of fish daily. But they also said it should be middle of the food chain species, like sardines, anchovies, cod.
Seems like a lot. 3 ounces
I think
in daily.
Too. Who does that? I mean, you got to go get fresh fish every day. I guess you could get the frozen stuff. I suppose it does the same thing. But,
and they're saying that smelly kind.
Well, sardines, anchovies, cod, not so much cod, but they're not exposed to the high levels of mercury or other chemicals. That's the reason.
It also, unfortunately, says, I already don't want to live longer. Cut back on dairy. I'm looking askance at their reason why that the human digestive system isn't optimized for cow's milk, which happens to be high in fat and sugar, blah, blah, blah. Dairy is joy. So,
Do you drink milk?
No, but cheese and eggs are heavenly.
I'm a cheese whore.
You know where you have to go. I haven't taken you there yet. Cowgirl Creamery across
I'll
the street at the Ferry Building.
I'll go crazy. And the stinkier the cheese, the better.
Yep.
I love brie, stinky brie. Bring it on.
Oh, you have to try some of their blue cheese.
I would love it. Right now I'm into this Dublinger Irish cheddar thing that is just unbelievable. Okay, well, I'm not cutting back, so too bad. So remove 5. Oh, let me see here. Enjoy up to 3 eggs per week. Okay, well, I think that's...
We can do that.
Speaks for itself, yes.
It also... thinks that you should add a half cup of cooked beans every day. Now, if you eat everything they say to eat, you're just going to be overweight. But beans are good for you. We know why. It's protein, it's fiber, blah, blah, blah.
And that's interesting. Now, I like this one, and I guess since we keep going to Subway, also known as Subway, across the street, we need to switch to... I'm not down with the whole weed. I'm sorry.
You have
just
to.
Can't play that game. It also says you can switch to sourdough, which is a great idea when it's fresh. It's a bad idea when it's stale.
Okay.
That's where I'm at with that.
And, yep, there it is. Just as suspected, when we came out with Maroon 5, say to slash your sugar consumption. That seems to be the big theme these days that we're hearing from all kinds of news reports.
Well, then somebody put Adam Levine back in a box, please.
And I think it's because you're also hearing this refrain about how much hidden sugars there are in foods, which is pretty true. So, you know, you just need to be a good buyer and really check the ingredients on the labels.
You know, I used to do this all the time, snack on two handfuls of nuts per day. But I tell you, for instance, almonds can become all-consuming. And we know how much water they use. I never realized that until I moved to California. But I used to eat almonds all the time, but I would end up eating, like, the entire bag.
Too many.
Way too many.
And, like, the delicious blue diamond ones with tons of salt on them.
Yes. I tried to eat. You know what I like? I actually got into eating them raw.
They are good raw. Yeah, I was really surprised.
But you have to be careful because if there's a stale one in there, there goes the molar.
Really?
Yes. I broke a tooth eating almonds before because there was a stale one in there. So you're thinking it's soft.
It was so stale it was
hard. Yes, hard like a rock.
Oh, weird. I think your tooth was just ready to come out.
No.
But those slivered almonds from Trader Joe's that are raw and you throw them on a salad, that's so good. I can't believe how good that
that's
is.
A good
I did
idea.
Not think they would taste that good.
Up your water intake. You should be having seven glasses.
Yours.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with it. You know me. I'm even abiding by the company rule. I have a water bottle with a screwed-on lid. It is authorized, 100% certified. So I don't have any problem drinking seven glasses a day.
I got to drink more water. Stick with foods that are recognizable for what they are. What was that Dorito before? I don't know.
Okay. Drink this kind of tea, green tea, all day long. Oh, I know that. Yeah. Sorry.
What?
Take another 5 years off my life. No thanks.
Blah. Okay. It says when you drink alcohol, make it red wine. Huzzah! One win for the home team.
I love that.
Ding,
and then ding,
it
ding,
does.
Ding, ding.
It does actually say get your caffeine fix from coffee.
Yeah, and that's fine.
And you know, but for reals, those 5-hour energy in Red Bull. Oh man, that's such a bad idea.
They've got to be bad for you.
It's such a bad idea. And then you think about all the sugar. Oh, even the diet one. It's just got way too much caffeine and it's gross.
By the way, just a little coffee fact. The coffee bean is not a bean. It's a seed.
All right.
Now you know.
You just bored me to a tear coming out of my
too
eye.
Too bad. Just thought I'd correct you. Now you know. You can try that trivia with somebody. What is this? Oh, that's a coffee bean. No, it's not. That's a coffee seed.
I didn't say anything. It's actually a berry, isn't it?
No, it's a seed.
It's a berry. I went to the Kona Coffee plantation on Hawaii, so I know.
She's going to throw me around the room, and then I'm going to put her back in her chair. That's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way on KGOA 10.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free trading and investing class so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention Offer Radio 50, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your seat while space is still available. Call 888-712-TRADE. Call 888-712-TRADE. Mention Offer Radio 50. Call 888-712-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that's remained the same is Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. And right now, O'Donnell Financial Group is offering its Family Plus loan with an interest rate of 3.875%. That's right, 3.875%. And if you happen to have a loan less or greater than $625,500, then Greg has the loan for you. Greg is the guy to talk to. So call him right now and get that super low rate at O'Donnell Financial. They provide custom financial offerings designed to meet your specific needs. They make the loan process easy and can fund your loan in a matter of weeks. Call them now at 866-496-2300. Call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'Donnellfinancialgroup.com. Licensed by the Cal BRE number 01198426. APR 3.875%. Not all applicants will qualify. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
It is 9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. Our top story at the top of the hour, a troubled ex-49er and another run-in with the law.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.